Okay, Simon, hey, we're up to Sifyut Beis. Last week we started Sifyut Aleph. We started the Surah of being Mesares, related, but only, not halachically related, only related in the sense that these are two separate Isurim Deraisis that have a connection to the Evare HaZachar. We have Tzua Dak and Kroshuvcha in the first 10 Sifim, and these last, is it 4 Sifim, deal with the Issa Siris. The Issa Siris, as we said last week, is learned from the Parsha of Mumin. From the Parsha of Mume Behema, certain Mumin, which include a list of a mum or a blemish on the Evare HaZachar. A mum for an animal is only on an external organ. Trephis is internal organs. But mumin are all external organs. And therefore, there is no mum by the Evarim of a female animal, only by a male. The Gemara Darshan's Ba'artzachem Loisasu. Is an iser to be misares an animal. And we dash in bochem loisasu. You could have said from the chem of Barat Sechem, we dash in bochem loisasu, that it's also for a human being as well. Now, these psukim are only talking about a male animal or a male human being. What about a female? So that's where all the discussion was. In other words, in Sifyut Aleph, which was about six lines long in Shulchan Aruch, the first five lines were pretty much very smooth, that it's also to damage Evarei HaZera by Adam, by a behema, by Eretz Yisrael, and Anachutz Laretz, by birds as well. Interesting, the Pesachei Tshuva says fish as well. I don't know exactly what part of the fish is the Evarei HaZera, but I guess they have to have something. And the eggs are not the reproductive organ of the male. I don't know. Anyway,
must be something.
And that was easy. There wasn't much of an argument. The whole discussion last week was on the last line by Nekeva. What's the din of a Misari says on Nekeva? After all, the pasuk is only talking about a zachar. So we had last week three shittas. The Mechaber shita was Patal V'Lasser, and the Gra in Chaf Hei held its Deraisa. Those are the two normative shittas. The Taz and Taz Vav, is it even a Drabanan? But as far as the Peskim are concerned, the Mechaber holds that it's an Issa Drabanan to be Misarasis and the Keva, and the Gra holds that it's an Issa Deraisa. It's interesting, they're both Medayik. The Rambam says, Einai Laika, you don't get Malkus. So some understand that there's no Issa Deraisa, but you get Malkus, there's no Issa Deraisa. And others understand, Einai Laika, but Issa Deraisa there is.
Is this after childbirth?
You're talking about Sirius, not about birth control.
Right, no, I'm talking about after some kind of trip anymore. After
the right now, this has nothing to do with Pur Ravu. And nothing to do with L'Shabbos Yitzharah, even after the, even Misares, Acha Misares, we're going to discuss. But it has nothing to do with the Bittul of Pur Ravu. I mean, it has something to do with it also. But the Isser is an Isser in all cases. Animals are not
Mechayim. How can there be a combination of Doraisa and Eino?
Eino Laika. Because a Drasha, that's not a Pasik, Barzachem loisasu, if it goes on a zachar and the cave is a riboy, then we don't have mashchasam bam. We don't have an extra pasik, and it doesn't apply.
Is time to consider serious?
Oh, so I take it didn't get last week to the question of tubal ligation, as they call it. We have to get to tying the tubes. Tying the tubes is a manner of making a woman infertile. Is to tie the fallopian tubes. The woman has two ovaries. The ovaries are the ovum. A woman is born with a certain number of ovum cells in the ovaries. Unlike a man who produces sperm, women don't produce. They're born with it, and the ovum mature. It's a hormonal process where a woman has her ovulation period. Ovulation is ovum, is to develop the ovum. Mm-hmm. And the eggs have to make their way down the fallopian tubes into the uterus. Or the zera makes its way up the fallopian tubes to come into contact with the ovum, with the cell of the woman. The tying the fallopian tubes means that the woman will never become pregnant.
Permanent.
Now, what?
Permanent.
So, this tying the fallopian tubes sounds like it's not permanent. The way it's generally done, the way the person can bring it, it is permanent, which is a shayla of Sirus. And when it's done not permanently, that we're going to discuss today, where you have a temporary Sirus. So we'll discuss that today in discussion of Sifu days. But
is this also a Geisha woman also?
So again, later the Shulchan Aruch, we get to a Sifu Dalid. It says, "Luman Damer, the women, men, the guys are not mitzvah." It sounds like they're not mitzvah, but it is a dasi yachidei. What?
I know the doctor. Is your doctor said a Geisha woman wouldn't do it?
Yes, somebody else do. Okay, so we'll leave that, I guess, to Sifu Dalid. And so that was last week. That was Sifu Aleph. We discussed different reasons a person might want to do Sirus, but Lamaisa, the bottom line was relatively simple. Sirus is usher by a male human or animal, no matter what, and obviously not because the fascists. And by a woman, there's a certain amount of disagreement. Sifu Beis goes on to an act of Sirus which does not touch the reproductive organs. When we talked about Suadaka, we said it's only Aser if it's done to the Gid or the Kis or the Bayim or the Shvi Le'azera. It has to be a change in the physical organs of the man, and Koshkein Sirus. What about drinking a kashal ikrin? Okay, hamashka kashal ikrin. Now, what's a kashal ikrin? The Gemara, it's interesting, the Gemara's not the Mishnah's not talking about talking about Hilchos Shabbos, taking medicine on Shabbos, and the Mishnah says that on Shabbos you're allowed to drink a kashal ikrin to heal whatever it is. You're healing an ailment, an illness, you're allowed to drink it on Shabbos. And the side effect is that it causes the man to become sterile. So here you're not doing any physical act to the limbs or to the organs of the man. He's drinking it, and it does something inside the body. Hamashke kaisha likrin laadam alishabalechai today lasarasai. We're talking about a male. The Sirus is certainly Dairaisa. So if you do it through a Kaishal Ikrim, Harezeh Osir. They like it a lot. It's Osir, but there's no Malkis on Sirus Adam. Isha Muteras Lishtais Ikrim Kedela Sasa Shalai Teleid. A woman is permitted.
Now,
what?
Is birth
control the same thing? We have to go a step at a time. Birth control is not permanent, we'll get to it. The Mechaber is very straightforward. The way it seems the Mechaber Shita is like the person saying Nechoiz Darga. You go one step down. By a male, Sirus is Dairaisa. Doing actual damage to the organs is Dairaisa. So Kaishal Ikrin is a Drabanan. By a woman, where Sirus itself is a Drabanan, so Kaishal Ikrin is Mutlachat Chela. And that appears to be the Mechaber Shita, which seems to be very straightforward, that Kaishal Ikrin is one step less than Sirus Dairaisa. If you read the Mechaber that way, it would seem that it's Mutlachat Chela. For a woman.
Ad means so that she should not become pregnant with it. Ad shalaita, so that
in other words, there's enough damage done that she will be unable to give birth. Now we're going to see what?
This is all about permanent?
It's all about permanent, yeah. Now we're going to learn in a second the Beishmuel and the Chalkas Machaikak whether it's Mutal Lechatzilah. Now I just want to tell you that, to my knowledge, there is no kosher likrin today. We're not aware of a drink. What? So we'll get to that. That's a temporary siris, and we're not talking about that yet. We'll get to that. Here we're talking about a permanent, siris, permanent damage.
Certain types of chemotherapy.
Have as a side product that they kill the cells. Okay, but anyway, there's no potion that we have that they drink today. Obviously, they had it at the time of the Gemara. The Gemara discusses it as something that occurred. The Chazon Ish has an essay, I believe, in his Emunah B'Tochen, in which he says that modern man tends to look at ancient man as a total fool. And they didn't know anything. They didn't know what they were doing. And when they say, "How did they build the pyramids without machines?" So people shrug their shoulders. How did they do surgery without anesthesia? So people shrug their shoulders. And the Chazon Ish writes that the ancient man had some knowledge of medicine that we don't have. He mentions a few cases in the Gemara, and the kosher liquid is something.
Didn't always work. Sometimes it didn't work. We see from Leimer.
It didn't always work. Good news to you. Today it doesn't always work either. But it's okay. Okay, look, I'm not advocating going back to ancient times. I'm just repeating the Chazon Ish's point. But anyway, this is the discussion. There are two discussions.
It's not one of the three things. Why is it us?
So if it's not one of the three, why is it us? So the easiest way to understand is that here we're talking about a Durabanan. That the easiest way to learn this is that min ha-Torah it's aser in devarei hazera. So Rabbanu made a gzeira to be mesaris a man any which way, and it's understandable that if you get into the business of siris, a person may end up doing it improperly, and then that's the way it'll end up. And that by a woman where it's not deraisa, so for Rabbanu we don't make a gzeira. That would be the easiest way to understand. That's probably the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch.
A female animal, the thing
with the women. So that's the kasha. We're going to ask, how could it be that a female animal is aser, and a man and a woman, a human being, is mutter? So we'll see that in a minute in the Chakas Mechaykak and the Beis Shmuel. Before I mention, I just want to tell you that just like in Sif Yud Aleph, the Gra disagreed and held that a woman is Issa Deraisa, so too, the way that Achrayim understand the Gra disagrees with the Mechaber here, and he holds that a Nekeva is a Durabanan, as we're going to see, one of the Shittas in the Chalkas Mechaychik and Beis Shmuel. And also that a zachar is deraisa, which is a chiddush. I want to read to you the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan is just about the Pesach Achrayim in Evan Ezer. We don't have Mishnah Berurah. And it's interesting that the Aruch HaShulchan, here in Simen Hei, Yischav Gimel, he says the following. Loi levad lasis maisa beivarei hazera aser. That's easy. It's awesome. He said that. Then he says, "Hariksiv ki mashchasam bohem, kol dav shemashkas evar yazera osra tayra." He's saying not the way I explain the mechaber. I explain the mechaber that sirus mamish is deraisa, kasholikrin is derabana, and that's why it says ein loichin alav. And that's the way the Chazon Ish explains. The Chazon Ish explains the Shulchan Aruch the way I told you, that Sirus is deraisa and kosher liquid is derabanan. But the Aruch HaShulchan, he disagrees. The Aruch HaShulchan is in loikin alav. Don't get malchus. It's not part of the lav of Baritzichem Leisasu Kain. It's a riboy of Mashchasam Bam, Bohem, that Kodash Yevar Zera Osra Taira. They understand that in Groch of Ches, is it so clear? The first Groch on the last page in your copies, he says, "Ein loikin the less nu b'klal umoch b'chosus loisasu el b'klal mashchasam lochi l'nafki shalim mashchasam kim loishayeh b'moch." The Grah, they understand this Grah. Ramesh understands the Grah this way also in the Tshuva, that it's a deraisa, even kashalik by a man. It's just a separate pasuk. Baritzachem leisasu is on damage to the Evarei HaGuf. And drinking a potion, Ramesh says an injection would be the same thing as drinking a potion, and an injection is the same, that it would be deraisa according to the Grah, and that's how the Aruch HaShulchan is paskening. That Sris Adam, through a kashal ikrin, through any type of medication, is deraisa. He says, the fika hamashka kashal ikrin la Adam, the Shabbat lechayim, Hariz Aser, if he's doing it for a fool for something else and a mela, it's also a nisadaraisa. So we have here, I guess, a machlekes hapaiskim. There are a list of paiskim on each side. I have to see an afkamina. But if a man were to make himself infertile, not through damaging the volume of the body, but through some type of medication, whether that's an issa deraisa or an issa derabanan, that turns out to be a machlokes among gedolei hapaiskim. And I think la'alacha, it's something of a suffix. It's also either way. The question is if it's an issa deraisa or it's an issa derabanan. Really, the thing is, I read to you the Gemara in Shabbos. Very little Gemara on this. The Mishnah in Shabbos is talking about medicine on Shabbos. So, as you know, we don't take medication for an ache or pain, but for real illness, for chayli, you're allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. For a mechush ba'alma, not, but for a chayli, yes. Rabbi Yaakov used to come to my shares, Bongo Kami. Rabbi Yaakov used to come during the summer. His son Rabbi Avraham Olashon used to come. So Rabbi Yaakov was there 2-3 weeks every summer. So one summer, Rabbi Yaakov said that his whole life he paskin that allergies are a mechish. What are allergies? They're mechish ba'alma. You sniff a little. So you shouldn't take allergy medicine on Shabbos. He said, Tzumelta, he got allergies. He said he realizes it's a chayli. It's not just a mechish. It's a chayli. And I guess it depends how bad the allergy is. But So on Shabbos, a mechish, a chayli is mutter. The Mishnah said, kashal ikrin is mutter. I don't know what they treated with it, but it says it's mutter. The Gemara says, umishari, is kashal ikrin mutter, it's on Shabbos, kuf yoram and beis. V'atanya, minayin l'siris ba'adam shu aser, tamalai ba'artzachem leisasu, b'chem leisasu. It's Gemara's kasha. It sounds like deraisa. It's not about kashal ikrin. It says, Umishari, Vatanya, Minayan Lisiris Baadam Shuasar, Tamar Batskali Sasu, Mechem Lisasar, so Allah Shem the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara sounds like it's deraisa. The Gemara answers, Hani Mili Hechad the Mechavim. That's if you're doing it purposely, if it's Meyatzmai, that it's Mutter, that the Mishnah also is Mutter. But the point is, the language of the Gemara sounds like it's an absolute Isser. The Gemara, the other way, is the Gemara in Yevamis, Hamecheyam and Beis, Reb Chiya's wife. Reb Chiya's wife, I don't know if it's Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara to talk about her. Reb Chiya was the one who had Sholem Bayis problems, but she's not Reb Yaakov, so someone's not alive. Okay. Anyway, the Gemara says Reb Chiya was the one who had a difficult wife. He's the one, at least, that the Gemara talks about. The Gemara says a lot of things. It's unbelievable. The Gemara says that he was learning with his son. He learned the pasuk in Mishlei, Isha. What's the pasuk? Marmim Maves. Marmim Maves. It's his son said, "Kugoy man." What's this talking about? He said, "Kugoy nimcha, like your mother." I mean, he was learning. He was probably innocently just learning, and he said, "Like your mother." What did she do? So the Gemara says, among other things, the one I like to remember is that she always asks the husband what he wants for supper. Sent a message with her son, what do you want for supper? And she always made something else. Never made, as the Gemara says, she never made what he asked for. So why does the Gemara bring it?
The child
so it says the child figured out the code. His son figured out the code. So if he asked for beans, and he knew when he asked for rice, they get beans. So he said rice, and she made beans. Whatever he asked for. So the son did that for a couple of weeks. And then the father said to the son, see, your mother improved. He said, no, she didn't improve. I just figured it out. So the Gemara says he told his son, stop doing it. Why? We quoted a pasuk in Mishlei. Don't teach yourself to say sheker. They bring that Gemara as a raya that not every lie is an issur d'oraisa. I said, why do you tell midvar sheker tirchak? I said, l'mayd l'shem d'abe sheker. You said midvar sheker tirchak.
Purpose shalom bayis.
You're not alive for shalom bayis. That could be the answer. That would be a good answer. The Urayim.
It doesn't hurt anybody.
See, the Urayim says that. The Urayim Shita, it's not a mitzvah of Mepharsim, the heterim to lie, but the Urayim Shita is, it says mitvar sheket tirchak in the parasha of Batei Dinim. That it's only asa to lie if it hurts somebody, if it affects somebody. But it doesn't affect anyone. So how do you feel? You say fine. It might be a lie. I say you feel fine. So if it doesn't affect anyone, that's what Yerayim says. There's no issa sheker, and Chai Kanievsky has a piece where he, in his Bekiyas, he brings like 25 cases in Shas where Talmid Chachamim lied, and he explains it this way. Anyway, so Bekiyas' wife, she did a few things, and she actually had the double pregnancy that Dr. Babbage found me. She had Yehuda v'Chia Achi. She gave birth to twins, and the twins, one was born in the seventh month and one in the ninth month. And there are those who make fun of it. How could a woman give birth? She goes into labor. So Dr. Babbage brought originally a newspaper article about someone who gave birth 10 days apart, and eventually he found a medical story about someone who gave birth 3 months apart, just like in the Gemara. Mm-hmm. 90 days apart, and she didn't even know she had a second baby. She was one of these Bangladesh type countries. She gave birth. Some women have a split womb. Have a womb, it's like two rooms in the room. And the one womb could go into labor without the other. And the other one is later.
Baby
so anyway,
say,
what?
My room, baby didn't say, where's my roommate or something?
I don't know. But anyway, my point is that Sarkhiya's wife, there was Angus Nefesh with her. I imagine there were a lot of good parts to her as well, I imagine. But Rabkhiya said, Loi dai lanu, shemegadela ses benenu, matzala ses sanu menachet. He used to buy her gifts all the time. So his son said, why are you buying her gifts? So he said, Loi dai lanu, shemegadela ses benenu, matzala ses sanu menachet. Whatever that means exactly. Says that after she had this hard labor with these twins, she drank a kosher liquor. Mm-hmm. She says she is her chiyah shayla. Is a woman mitzvah pur ravu? He said no. So she went, she drank the kosher liquor. That's what it says in the Gemara. Now, that is a source for kosher liquor in his mutter. The Gemara doesn't say that she did an iser. So that's a source that for a woman it's mutter. The Gemara in Shabbos that I read you seems to be talking about a zachar. Says Vaksiv, Baritzchem Leisasu, Bechem Leisasu, that's a male. So the Gemara of Kiya's wife appears to be the source that for a woman it's mutter.
Why? What's now, the right of mutter? Maybe just like everything else.
So it sounds right. Like the Gemara should have said it's us.
And whatever everything else.
So I'll tell you, the million-dollar question is it absolutely mutter? Or just mutter for a woman who has tzar leido, who gives birth with difficulty, is it always mutter? Or is it mutter only because it involves a lot of tzar aguf? She wants to save herself from tzar. So that's the discussion in Lefarshim here on the page. Let's take a look. There's a Chalkas Mechaika, Kuvav, and Beis Shmuel. Let's jump to Beis Shmuel. Yudal, you have to turn back to the previous page. Three lines from the bottom of the Beis Shmuel. So we're going to see that. We'll see that. Okay, we have here, we're going to have Beis Shmuel, which pretty much is the same sheet as the Chakas Mechaikak, and then we'll see the Pisrei Truva. So the Beis Shmuel says, Mashma, Afilo Beloit Sa Klal Mutter. The Shulchan Aruch just says, Ishamuteres. Certainly, Pashm Shad the Shulchan Aruch is that it's absolutely Mutter. Mashakasa Besif HaKaidim, a Mesarisis and the Keva Pater Avalaser. This which we said that to damage the Avarim of a woman is pater avalosis, and this is rabban. The hani siris b'maisa. That's if you do an act of damage to the limbs of the organs of the woman. B'sir the Rambam v'smag af b'nekeva shayas siris b'maisa. And those who shayin him hold that even by b'nekeva it's also. Other terav teres kainim. Omar, whatever it is, b'yechavan, ein b'nekeva b'siris. Hanu dein leikin al siris b'nekeva. K'may shakasa b'agam mishnah. Chei mashal ahed yamei Rambam v'smag shakasa siris b'nekeva. That doing damage to the organs of the cave of the Siris B'maisa, Vakakosvu, Siris Ayde Mashkin. And then they write Siris Ayde Mashkin, so it's Mashma, that it's a separate category. Vayim B'taisvis, Vayim Bach, Mashakosvu B'Shem Mashal. The Bach holds, he doesn't even bring the Bach B'Shem Mashal says that it's only Mutter B'Mokin Tsar. Because he asks, well, how come it's also by a behemah in the keva? It didn't say a heta for a behemah in the keva. How can it be also for a behemah in the keva, a muta for a woman? So he says, I am bach b'shem hashal. And he adds, the kevis behemah is b'shaminim v'yodif me'isha. The bach is wrong. The taki is muta for the kevis. Sai odom and sai behemah. Chekaz ha'b'chal kuz b'chal b'shem ha'rishtayin asmag ayin sham. So chazvei b'shmol hol, that it's a straight out heta, Siris Nekeva is absolutely mutter, as long as you're not damaging the Evarim, the limbs of the Nekeva, so then it's mutter lechatchila. The Bach holds, it has to be b'makom tzar. So I'll get to it at length later, but those who asked whether pills that stop ovulation are aser, well, if we're saying that kosher liquid is mutter, as long as it doesn't damage any of the organs, birth control pills don't damage any organs, and therefore, what comes out according to the Beishmol and the Chakas Mechaikak is that it's mutter lechatchila, and according to the Bach and the Mashal, but Mokin Tsar Leida it's mutter in a place where there's some issue of tsar. That it's permitted. So, right now, we'll have to see how we paskin. Beshmol Chakas Mechaikak against the Bach and Mashal. Usually, you paskin the Beshmol Chakas Mechaikak, which is a kula that by a woman, these types of medication are mutal chatzim. Okay, now we move to Pesche Tshuva. Let's see how the Tshuva Svarim deal with it. Pesche Tshuva is on the last side of your copies. Yud Aleph. He brings the Beishmuel, Lishtai Sikrin, Ayim Berheita Mashkos Afilu Boloi Tzar Veda, Vayim Birke Yosef, Shehevi De Marshal, Vyam Shashloi Meperak Abal Yevim Taisin Memdal Tzaver, Eini Mutalisha, Elo Biyeshla Tzar Veda, that's the Bach and the Marshal, who hold only Bebakam Tzar, the Koshkein and Ein Bonea Holchem Bederach Yishara, Vyereish Loi Tar Bezera Kihai, interesting reason, the tzarachim and mishnah bava baskav liyam the less hilchas akrim galil sham v'doik. So Berkei Yosef holds like the chalkas mechaykak that it's mutter. Yes, a kasha on the marshal. In parentheses, the chasam sefer's tshuva is brought. I mentioned to you many times that the parentheses are the second printing of the pesachim tshuva. We added the chasam sefer. Says I am tshuva chasam sefer siman chav shenishal al din zeh biisha hamitzta eres behirayim v'leida. A woman who has pain in pregnancy and birth, Yishari Allah, the Mishti Kai Sikrin. In Tavra, some Sefer they had it. It's funny they don't have it today. Some Sefer is 1800. Davagab de Mufurish Bechal HaPaiskim Leheter, Bekomak and Besefer Atzi Arozim Shadi Beinarka. Okay, the Atzi Arozim is the third Shita. The Mechaber says it's Mutter in all cases. The Bacham Rishal say it's Mutter B'makim Tsar. The Atzi Arozim says that from the Gemara it's not mashed for that way, Gemara of Kaisha Likrin, and that's the Arazim holds a separate sheet that it's mutter only b'makim sakana, a suffix sakana. It's a little strange that the Sefer brings in a sheet, it's not like the Mechaber, not like the Bach, the Mashal, the Bechatz, Bechak, and the Beishuol, but the Sefer brings in this sheet as a sheet. And he has an Aricha Sham Liyashiv Kushis a Sefer Atzei Arozim. Obviously, you have to answer his Kashis. How does the Sub Sefer pass it? Masik Ladina. Isha Shalayolda Adayim Leitai Masheves Leitishta Kai Sekrin. If lo yahav to be yirakiv itzar leida ukedayma. Avo tar kaima sheves kol dehu. See what that means? Shari yafilu v'leit tzar klal. So he makes a pshara that there's a difference between a that you should pass like the bach if the woman wasn't a kain sheves. Sheves he said is to have a puravu and an additional set of children, that is four or five children, and then it's still mutter b'bakim tzar. And if she was a kain sheves, or if she's post childbearing bearing years, then it's okay. And then they listen to what Asa Sefer here. It's fascinating. He says, he says, how can a woman do it without a husband's permission? Mm-hmm. How could a woman's going to take a kosher lekrin without a husband's permission? She's affecting the husband. The husband maybe he does want more children. She's meshuvah to him. Mm-hmm. So listen to some cipher. He says, in the days of the Gemara, you can take a second wife or give a get against her will. If he wants more children, his wife says, surprise, I drank a kosher liquor. So he responds, surprise, I'm taking a second wife. And the guy rishes, but he says, nowadays, she needs permission from his husband. I tisrat to lekabel get me manu, or say I'll take a get. Amnam who ain't right to legarsha, the gam loy dita mishus neuli. Deinu mechiyavus the tzar atzma. If she gives permission, she's not mechiyav the tzar atzma. Nay, she buda she mishubedes labayla. Haynu biyesh the tzar gadol if you raise any hamayr. It's interesting. Some say for holds that you have to get permission from the husband, and if you give permission, but you give a gepa karchai, then you do what you want. That's what he says. So I want to mention Agav. I don't know if I ever mentioned this throughout. What I think is an extremely difficult shaila. I just to speak broadly about it because they're real people. I had a situation that came across my desk with somebody got married. They didn't have children for the first few years, and they went to a doctor, and her uterus could carry a baby, but for whatever reason, she needs to do IVF. She's not likely to become, it's possible, but unlikely she'll become pregnant naturally. And what they do is they harvest the eggs from the woman, and then they impregnate the eggs with the husband's sperm in the lab, and then they put it back in. This is the husband's sperm, the wife's egg. It's not the big tumult of Sami Rebbe. Here it's done, husband, wife, and she wants to do it. The husband doesn't want to do it. He says, whatever the Rabbi Shalom wants. If Rabbi Shalom wants, we'll do it. If he doesn't want, we won't do it. And she's besides herself. You know, it's not likely to happen. So she asked me the following question. Is she allowed to go to a doctor? Should they harvest some of her eggs that she's allowed to do? And then go to the doctor right after Tashmish, and the doctor will remove some of the husband's sperm from her body and do IVF and impregnate her through IVF. The husband won't know, and well, you know, she's pregnant. The husband will say, I told you so. She'll say, yeah, I left it to Rabbi Shalom. So the question is that okay? Does she need the husband's permission to do that?
Why is she
taking the husband's sperm.
She's helping him.
So the fact that it's morally right is not a question. The shaila is whether she can take the husband's sperm and without his knowledge use it.
It's not his anymore.
What? It's not his anymore.
Just say we'll have a wife shown by.
It's a little more than lying.
Isn't it?
I think it's a little more than lying.
How is it more?
Isn't she asking for what he wants?
How is it more?
It's his and a purpose.
I don't know. If someone finds a marimakim on this, I'll be grateful to you.
No,
I asked Rav Shmuel. He said, Tishver matatazai. To take his sperm without his permission and do something with it, that's...
What? Isn't it what he wants?
No. The result he wants, but the method he doesn't want. If she could do it with her body alone, I would understand. But to have his choice, what?
It is in her body already.
It's in her body. It's hers. She has ownership on it. You wouldn't say she could sell it to a sperm bank and impregnate other people. What? But could she sell it to a sperm bank and they'll use to impregnate other women? No one would say that. I guess I didn't mention this in the past, but I don't know.
In the meantime, before he has package, he has kavanas and book for rules, right?
Who, he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he actually does want.
Don't tell him what he wants. He's telling you he wants it to go naturally, or else he's not interested. That's what he's saying. I mean, it's a very, I could explain more, but they're real people. It's hard for me to
like
talk to them.
He said either or.
He said, let's do things naturally. It's a big Baal B'tochen, and he has B'tochen in Rabbeinu Shalaylam. And, it's a misplaced B'tochen. It's not
all give a reason.
I don't like saying things in the name of other people. So just the bottom line, he said it's his shrevat.
If there's no sock, then why is the husband walking? It's not possible. It's impossible.
Okay, I don't want to get totally sidetracked to it, but...
What happened?
What? No, this is ongoing. This is current. This is all recent news. What? That's why I'm reluctant to talk too much about it. It's ongoing. The husband, Baruch Hashem, doesn't listen to you, sure.
Bring her over next
time. I wonder what Reb David would have said. I wonder. I somehow feel Reb David wouldn't have gone for it. I don't know. It's we're all talking now from technical halachic point. We're talking... Okay. From a human point, everyone will live happily ever after that. Everyone will live happily after. No one will ever know. But, okay. At any rate, let's talk. There are two discussions. This Sirus Ish and Sirus Isha. There are two discussions. Let's start. I'm doing that by Kesha Likrin. Last week we spoke about Sirus Hour and An Hour. Let's talk about Kesha Likrin. Ramesh and the Tshuvas does mention the Shita of the Gra. Again, now I'm talking about male, and then we'll talk about female, about this Kesha Likrin. Ramesh is Chayshish, she doesn't pass from like, that the Gra holds that Kesha Likrin is a Dairaisa. I don't know, again, that today we have any type of medication or injection that can make a person permanently sterile. But Ramesha has a tshuva about it in Chela Gimel, tshuva tezvav, Chela Gimel of Evan has a tshuva tezvav, and it's Yisaidistik a tshuva. The Shoyel asked about an injection that makes a man temporarily sterile. It's not a permanent condition, but it makes him temporarily sterile. It doesn't explain how it works medically. So Ramesh in the tshuva discusses the way it might work in his tshuva. In the tshuva, he discusses two separate topics. One topic is, what's the din of a temporary siris? What's the din? Is this only a permanent siris? Dumya da mum in the devarim? Or is this isser only a permanent one? Now here, it turns out backwards. The gro who holds the steiraisa, it's part of the parasha of Momin, would likely hold only permanent disaster. The parasha of Momin is permanent things. The those who hold that it's a gzera derabanan, so by them you could clear how they were guys. So it's interesting. The shoyel in the tshuva says temporary should be aser. Ramesha says lo yadua li may ayim pashuv lachash esirus lizman nami yu balav the esirus. Says, where do you get this from? That a temporary siris is a siris. Ramesh says, look, by Ptsua Daka, we had that if a man has a wound in the gid and it heals, then he's not a Ptsua Daka. So a temporary Ptsua Daka Now, it's tricky, because we said in Siv Dalid that even a temporary Pitzua Daka, you have to wait till it heals. Ramesh says, some Rishonim hold, you don't have to wait till it heals. If you know it's going to heal, you're not a Pitzua Daka. So he says, Sris should be, logically, should be the same thing. And Ramesh says, there's no Hechrach that temporary is awesome. He's Naita, but he doesn't pass it that way except with the Tziruf. He says here, actually two Tzirufim. He says, even if you hold a temporary Tzuadaka is also until it heals, that's something that needs healing, needs a refuah. A medication that just wears off by itself, it's not mistaber to call that Tziruf. That's one Nekuda he says. He's Naita to be Mekel on temporary, but here he has a Tziruf. Luli de Mistafina Hayisi Aimer. He says the following Chiddush. I can read it, but I'm not going to read it out loud. But Ramesh wants to say the following Chiddush, that the Issa Kaisha Likrin is only if there's some physical manifestation of the medication. You can see in a minute why this is important in another case. But Ramesh is talking about this injection or potion that people drink. He says it's only aser if it causes something physical. He says even if it prevents the man from having a kishur, that's also physical. It creates some physical change in his body. But if all it does is somehow kill the sperm, and otherwise the man functions normally, Ramesh says, Lule de Mistafina, I would say Kaishalikrin is only something that creates a physical change in the body that's visible. Not something that's not visible. So Ramesh writes, I wouldn't be Saimach on the Svara itself. But anyway, he's Naita Lahakal if it's temporary. That a temporary Sirus is Mutter. A temporary Sirus and a Sirus that doesn't create a change in the body. So that, Ramesh says, the two together, Ramesh says is Mutter. As I said, this is Ramesh's psak in this imaginary case. I don't know of a real case of this, but it has to do with the vasectomy discussion we once had. I mentioned here when they do prostate surgery, they cut the shvile hazera, they cut the vas deferens that carries the zera. Now, if they cut it in the p'tim haguf, if they cut it in the body, so that's not Tzuadaka, because it's not in the external organs. But the Chazon Ish says, but it's still Tzaris. You're still making him unable to have children. And Ramesh says, Tzarachian, Mechitesi, there's no physical change that takes place in the Ivarei Hazera. Ramesh's Yisayid is that the Issa Tzaris, which is the Parsha of Mumin, has to create some type of change in the external organs, in the reproductive organs, that's noticeable. And cutting the Shvile Azera doesn't affect the bia itself. The semen, which comes later, it's a normal bia. It affects the sperm. And Ramesh writes Sorachian on this qualification of the Chazon Ish. And he says, even though they ask the kashalikrin, ein medamin divrei sefer u'divrei sefer meichitesi, and therefore Ramesh says that Ramesh paskins that if it doesn't cause a change in the avarim of the man, that's not included in this iser, believe the mistafina. But certainly when it's temporary, it can be mekel lemaisa. That's Ramesh's kula, if there is such a thing as a temporary thing, the mitzar of these two kulas. In another tshuva about saris, where being misaris amin is only mutter b'makam sakana, Ramesh writes, it's in general a klal, chashmish b'chelik beis, tshuva ayin gimel, he writes, he's talking there about a man that has prostate cancer, le'aleinu. And they want to remove the bayim. Normally they remove it because they're afraid of it spreading, but in this case they want to remove it because it causes him tsar, whatever the medical reasons are, causes him pain. If a pain starts tsar, it wouldn't be matter out now to do psuadaka, a saris. But Ramesha holds that if you have a chelish yesh by sakana, his having pain from somewhere else is sakana. Every chel, the Shulchan Aruch says, a chel shev shesakana wants to sleep, it'll be mechal Shabbos, you could put out the candles to let him sleep. Our sleeping is not sakana. So we neman that once you have a chel shev shesakana, all physical discomfort is included in the chel shev shesakana. Ruach ish yechalka machaleyu. We have yisoid that ruach ish yechalka machaleyu. A person whose spirit is more broken is more prone to a not good outcome, and somebody who is more optimistic is likely to have a good outcome. And therefore, Rav Moshe has the chiddush. It just could be in any case of chilul. It happens to be he writes it here, the case of saris. You're allowed to be misaris, mokam tsar, if the person is otherwise a chayla sheish by sakana. So these are the tshuvas about Sris Adam. I don't think it's so common. I think it's more common by women who have different surgeries to block themselves up. Although this is nageya, the question of tying up the tubes is nageya. If tying up the tubes is not a permanent saris, so it has to do with Igros Moshe. Ramesha says that temporary is mutter. So according to that, tying up the tubes, if it could be reversed, should be mutter. So Ramesha says no. He says anything that requires another surgery to reverse it, that's called a permanent change. Mm-hmm. If you need a new surgery to reverse it, that's still Issasaris. And that's Devari Hazara of the woman. He considers the fallopian tubes to be part of the Gorei Hazara, which they are. And therefore, when Moshe asks is tying up the tubes, this heter of temporary doesn't apply. However, the people who ask me about birth control, they ask me, what's the most lechatchila al-pidim? There are four methods of birth control today that exist. Oral contraceptives is the most popular. Taking a pill is the most popular. And then they have the barrier method with a diaphragm and spermicides that kill the sperm and an IUD. Those are the methods. Mm-hmm. So the pill, some people don't want to take the pill for health reasons, mm-hmm. especially if they have a family history of certain diseases. They don't want to take the medication. But the medication is the most, from a halachic viewpoint, is the most permitted type of birth control. The way, as far as I know, all the Paiskim in America are Paskim. The Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, and Chelek Hei, Trumukot Yigimel, when he talks about this Pesachur, that's on Cipher, he says, what do you mean? Birth control is serious. What are you doing? You're stopping the ovaries from producing. It's a change in Devar Agos. So he says, it's Sris Isha. Sris Isha is either Mutter or Mokam Mokam Tzar. But it's Estam to be Matir. Estam Azai, he's, I guess he passed in Mokam Tzar. He passed him and he brings the some cipher. And he has a Taina. Ramesha, though, talks about the pill, never holds this way. The Shitasai. Temporary, he holds is not Sris. And the pill is only temporary till you stop taking it. Not Sris. What about the second thing? Is taking the pill have any physical manifestation? Ramesha says it's Sris, there's nothing visible. Is taking the pill, is stopping her from having a period, is that called a physical change? And Ramesha says Sris is only a physical change. And he mentions if a man can't have kishoy after this kaisha likrin, that's awesome. What about a woman who doesn't have a period because she's taking the pill? Would you consider that a physical change?
No.
I don't know. What?
Why not?
It's just not having a period. There are times that women don't have a period.
The way they set up the pills now is they have... it's set up that they do have bleeding periodically.
It's changed already. The ladies don't want to be bothered with the inconvenience. For decades, it was set up that the pills were taken on a cycle with placebo so that they got their period every month. The new ladies today, they don't even bother with this. It's more recent that... there are those who feel it's not healthy for the body not to have a period, whether it's medically proven, I don't know, but Okay, at any rate, so these are the two issues. The issue of Sris Adam by Kaishal Ikrim, the issue of Sris Isha by Kaishal Ikrim, and
the second and third ways.
The
diaphragm and
from
the
side. Ramesh's matter diaphragm only b'makam sakaris nefashis. A physical block of the zera, which the Gemara calls leisinov, alaita mitzi zera leitim v'avonim. Ramesh is only mutter makam sakana. Spermicide is matir. IUD is matir. What?
If the husband does not know.
If the husband
is not aware,
it's a difficult shot. I once had such an issue with a couple that got married, and the marriage was on the rocks right from the beginning. And I wanted the woman to take birth control. I wanted to become pregnant, then get divorced. and she said her husband will go ballistic. So they asked her, "Who's your husband's rav?" So it was another Minsker Rebbe, Olav Shalom. So I figured if I call him and he gives permission, so he can have tightness to his wife later. So I called him and he said that if the marriage is on the rocks, so she could take it without his knowledge. If he meant only because it was his fault, her fault, I don't know. But he allowed to take without her knowledge. Usually, my only question is using his sperm against the knowledge. How doing things to her body, all right, that's the Pesachei Tshuva. It's a slightly different. What?
IUD is the same like
diaphragm. No, IUD is not like a diaphragm. An IUD is mutter. The problem with the IUD is that most women have some sort of spotting for extended periods. It's just not practical, the old IUD. And, okay. The one last ta'ara about the Sheves Yitzara, the Bach, again. What do we have? The same thing. By the male, there's not much of a tumah. Regarding the man, we said Saris is deraisa, the Farish and Gemara. Kaishalikrin could be deraisa, could be derabanan. But either way, by a man, it's awesome. The whole tumah has to do with the female. The female in Sif Yud Aleph by Swiss Mamish, we had a machoik derabanan deraisa. The Isha by Kaishalikrin. The Shulchan Aruch says, seems to say it's mutal lechatchila, and the Beishmol Chakas v'chaykut Paskin is mutal lechatchila, but the Bach and the Marshal hold that the Chum Sefer hold that it's only mutal b'makin tzar. The Chum Sefer made a pshara. He said b'makin l'sheves, which is only b'makin tzar. She wasn't mekayim l'sheves yitzara, and if it's she was already mekayim, then it's mutal even shalay b'makin tzar. That's the bottom line. I have my old Ta'ara, which is not asking, I'm just pointing out. In the midst of L'Sheves Yitzara, which is after Puruvu is Deraisa. Once a man has a son and a daughter, Mekayim Puruvu. Even a woman is not Mechayim, but she's Mekayim Puruvu, she has a son and a daughter. Having additional children is the midst of L'Sheves Yitzara, which applies to men and women alike. We had right away in Siman Aleph, in Siv Dalet, that L'Sheves does not apply to Mokum Shalom Bayis. In a place where there are Shalom Bayis issues, L'Sheves does not apply. How do we have it? It was a Ramah. The Ramah talked about a man in a second marriage. His wife passed away, and so the Shulchan Aruch said that he should remarry in order to be in order to keep him away from Averis, it said. And L'Sheves Yitzara. Still, the Ramah said that if a man feels that by remarrying he's going to cause Shalom Bayis issues, he has small children, and he's afraid by having additional children it's going to cause Shalom Bayis issues in the house. The Tzemer Feirish in the Ramah, in the Siman HaSifches, he's going to marry a woman and have a second family from her. He's afraid it's going to cause Shalom Bayis issues between his current children and his wife. He's He's allowed to marry a woman who can't be Mekayim L'Sheves. Seems to be a clear source, at least from the Ramah of Ashkenazim, that Sholem Bayis is Deicha L'Sheves Yitzara. That Sholem Bayis is Deicha, the idea of being Mekayim L'Sheves Yitzara, which could explain why a Kaishal Ikrin is Mutal Chatchila. The Chum Sefer is saying, if you are Mekayim L'Sheves, you shouldn't be Mutal Chatchila.
Since the service is on both,
Shalom Bayis issues that Lachaira should be.
Since the service on both, does he need her permission to?
She needs his permission to take this. That's what the Sitchuva said.
Both of them.
Whoever wants to do unilaterally. Okay, so we're done with this. What's only left is the neutering animals, the shy love animals, and we'll do that next week. We'll finish the scene.